This is Susie from MERP, and I'm here with Michael from Dark Tranquility.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I am excellent.
It's been about a year since we've seen you.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out, I know that you have a beer, and I know everybody asks you that, and the only reason I'm asking you the question is, Portland's really known for its microbrews. Have you sampled any of them?
Absolutely. This is probably my favorite town for great beers. Just a store across the street is ridiculous. It's some of the best selection I've ever seen. Some of the breweries here are just incredible. So that's what I'm doing right now. After this, I'm going out scouting and buying tons of stuff that I'm going to bring on the bus and have for the next couple of days. This is just incredible. I mean, sure, Sweden is pretty good when it comes to craft beers now, but my first love of craft beer happened here.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of them. Very much a lot of them.
Yes. Yeah. I'm losing count. I was in a bar yesterday that had 160 beers on tap. Only local stuff. What? It's hard to keep track, but I'm trying.
It's starting to be a good wine region too.
But yeah.
It is now in distribution. Can you buy it here in the States yet?
No. Unfortunately, Swedish law doesn't allow for to kind of export. So what we're looking into right now is to get it to Denmark, where the laws are different, so at least then you can kind of order it, you know, from Denmark instead of from Sweden you cannot.
Have you tried some of the other beers like Iron Maiden and things like that?
I do. I have a feature in the Swedish biggest metal magazine every year where I try all the different beers that comes out from bands that are band related. So I tried all the Mastodon different beers, Nuclear Assault beers, and all the Iron Maiden and AC/DC and all the Ghost and
Is it limited to beer or liquor in general?
Just beer.
Okay.
Which is perfect for me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
The last release you had was Atoma, and you put out a digital of the Absolute.
Yeah.
Can you talk about anything that's coming forward?
Right now we just focus on touring. It's going to be another year at least of tours, almost kind of back to back. But then we'll, you know, start talking and heading into the studio and do that whole thing again. But for now, it's just really relieved. You know, the album has been out now for a year, and it feels great. And we still have a lot of territories that we haven't covered on this album cycle. So we're gonna keep doing that.
Is there any country you've never been to?
Yeah, a few, Iceland. At least, you know, countries where we could play, you know. And there's a few Asian countries that I know of, some bands touring. South Africa we haven't done. So there are a few territories that you go we got to do that soon, you know. Especially Iceland, I think it's the place that I most want to play in.
Yeah.
But it's, we've been all over, that's for sure.
I just returned from 3 years in South Africa, and I saw Iron Maiden there. And it's very different because so few bands come.
Yeah.
It's packed. I mean, there's tens of thousands of people.
Yeah.
And the women who come don't come by themselves because they love metal. They come dressed, you know, like they're going to a fancy dinner with their men. It's very weird.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Strange.
But a lot of people.
Yeah.
You have moved more towards clean and dirty vocals. Is that something that you are experimenting with? Is it better for your voice? Are you... will it be more that way in the future?
I don't know. It kind of depends on what we feel like. I mean, we did that already on the first albums and stuff, but it's I think my love is for to scream, you know, that's what I really want to do. But at the same time, you know, the older we get, the more, at least I try to sing about personal stuff and stuff that really matter to me in a way. And sometimes that needs to be expressed in a different way than just frustration and anger. So it's fun. It's fun to experiment, you know, and, you know, we don't really feel any kind of boundaries, you know, in our music anymore. We can do whatever we want. And sometimes we, especially for the Absolute and Time Out of Place that we did, was an experiment, you know, that we really liked, you know, and we thought was a great experience that I think we will probably do something similar again. I don't know, but I hope that we can experiment even more, you know, in the future.
I wanted to ask you, it seems like when a band does too much repetitiveness,
yeah,
fans get angry. And when they veer too far, fans get angry. Is it hard to keep it in the middle?
It's not really hard. Of course. I now know exactly that feeling. You know, I know bands that are, it's like, yeah, they go too far or they kind of lose their identity or something like that. But I think we've been fortunate to kind of retain our kind of our style. You know, we did experiment. So when it was in 99 when we released Projector, that was a very, very different album, and a lot of people were afraid. It's like, oh no, you're gonna lose your, you know, the metal, you know, and it's gonna be all commercial and stuff like that. But it totally wasn't. It was an experiment for us, and then we kind of could go back a little more to the like a heavier sound. And so yeah, of course there's a balance there, but I think with the core group, like we have our, you know, you have your preferences, you have your influences, you have your ideas about what music should be. So even though we try to experiment a lot and just really veer away from our sound as far as we possibly can, it's still the same guys doing the same kind of music. So so you're still going to recognize it. It's not going to be something. We never let anyone else in. It's just us, you know. There's no kind of outside influence. And I think that's what makes like the consistency what it is.
When you guys started, you had At the Gates and Flames, Darkane, you know, all of these bands that you were friends with. That I've seen the documentary where you guys kind of grew up together. Is it the same? There's something about where you come from that, you know, sort of has given birth to these great bands. Is it true for young bands now? Are there a lot of young bands that are coming out with that melodic death metal sound?
Yes, absolutely, which is amazing. And not just melodic death metal, but there are some, but it's kind of difficult, you know, if you're a new young band in Gothenburg to not be directly compared to the bands that, you know, started 20 years ago. So there's not a lot of just melodic death metal, but there's so much other stuff, so much great music that maybe, you know, some bands that get maybe started out that way, like in melodic death metal, but moved on and became something else, like band like Avatar, or like, and, you know. So back the, like, it, but it's crazy. Like, I, some of my absolute favorite bands are my friends back home. You know, like Evergrey and Monolord. I love Hammerfall, and it's like within every genre, there's an amazing band, you know, to me. So it's I couldn't be more proud of like all my friends from, at home. You know.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. When you guys started out, I'm sure there was some competition. Like, who's got the you know, who got the record label first? Now that you guys are all popular and mature, is it any competition, or is it more just praise for your fellow?
It's just a healthy competition, I would say. You know, like it's a good way. We encourage each other. We learn from each other. You know, and we talk about a lot of, you know, share, you know, like find out like crew members, whatever, or like exchange contacts, you know, for shows or promoters and stuff like that. So it's never been any competition, I would say. You know, you always kind of looked at the other bands going like, oh, that's awesome, then that means we have to be as awesome or better, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's never been any kind of any bad blood or anything like that. It's always been like a really good, healthy competition, I think.
You have Christopher Amott tonight playing live?
Yes.
So he's with you on just the live tours, just to bring that extra power? Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, we asked him since Martin Henderson left the band last year, and then Nicholas decided not to tour for some time, then we needed, you know, guitar players. so we, last tour we did, we had two guitar players from Gothenburg, but then we started talking to Johan Reynolds, because I was I was providing some vocals for one of his projects, and so we tested that out, you know. And then we talked to Chris. Like, I hadn't seen Chris for years, you know, because he's been living in the States. And I was like, hey, would you like to try out, you know, a couple of shows here and there, and then we'll see what happens. And they both joined, and it feels fantastic. Like, we sound better than ever, and they're incredible, and it's so great to kind of, you know, get to hang out with them, you know. So it's really interesting. Like, it was kind of weird at first, you know, being on stage. It's been the same people for 25 years. Like, so now all of a sudden, like, there's all new people on stage, like, for the last 2 years, which is crazy, but at the same time, really, really exciting. And it makes me try even harder, and Anders and Martin as well. So it's been working out amazingly well, and I hope that Chris will stay as long as we want him to.
That's good. I imagine it is a little bit of a breath of fresh air, but a little bit odd. You know,
but in a good way. Like it makes us all perform better.
So I wondered, when you need a new member, is there a pool of people you can pull from, or do you go to your peers and your friends, or is it your management company? You can't really put an ad in the paper saying Dark Tranquillity needs a guitar player. You'd be bummed.
Well, you could probably do that too, but no. Yeah, of course. I mean, it's just we start talking like who could we have? Like what would be interesting? You know, it has to be someone that you can hang out with because you're in a tour bus for months, that kind of thing. So, but first, like, we had my friend Jens from home, and so he played a couple of shows, and then we had one other. So we were just trying things out, you know. But it's always, you pick amongst people you know or friends with, you know. It's way easier like that.
I was, every time I write questions for especially bands that I love, I write them from my heart, what I want to know, and then go through and listen to any recent interviews you've done.
Yeah.
And I saw one, I think it was 2016, where you were in a record store, and you were talking about your love of Rush, and a particular album in Black Sabbath, and things
that.
Your passion for music comes across so, so clearly. If you weren't a musician, what do you think you would do that is your passion that's not music? That's two questions, sort of.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really passionate about cooking, too. So I do that a lot when I'm home, even in my work. So like maybe that's something I would kind of focus even more on. Then I've always been in the a care industry. I worked at kindergartens, I've worked at hospitals and old folks homes, and now I work for a handicap organization that helps people with disabilities to kind of govern their own care so they can be more independent and choose who they want to be working with or be helped by, that kind of stuff. So it's about independent living. It's a concept that started in America actually, but it's not really present here, unfortunately. But in Sweden it's really a beautiful thing, I think. So I've been working with that organization and company for 12 years now, or something like that. So then that's something I really like. But
that's satisfying, I imagine.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, I love it. But other than that, I don't know. But those are the things that I like. Look forward to getting home to, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. You know.
I don't know if you have kids, and you don't have to answer, but if
I do.
If they wanted to follow in your footsteps and be a rock star, would you encourage them or discourage them in today's times?
I would be fine with it. Like, I have a 13-year-old daughter, and she loves music, but she's not nuts about it like I am. But she's really, really musical. She has talent, but I want her to figure out by herself if she wants to go into it. I would encourage it, but I wouldn't like force her into anything or just go like, oh, come on, that kind of thing. I don't want to pressure her into anything. Just let her kind of naturally grow into something, because that's what I did. I mean, my parents listen to great music, and I always kind of borrow my dad's records, and he bought me a great stereo and stuff. So just like, here's everything you need, like here are all the music, these are the great radio channels, like go nuts. And then, you know, that turned me into who I am, you know, when I eventually kind of found metal and that kind of stuff. But I think like the music industry, sure, it's weird and it's totally different from when we started out now, but I think there's a lot of room for creativity in a different way. You know, you don't have to rely on record sales or radio plays or whatever. You can just do whatever you want. You can always reach an audience, you know, through the streaming services and all that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't be against it at all. Cool.
With keeping fans, do you think it's more important to... Which do you think is more important to keep fans, new releases or touring?
Of course it's both, but you could easily just keep touring. You know, we used to release an album every other year or... maybe or every year actually, but now it's 3 years in between just because we tour so much. So it's like touring is so much more important now, since you don't really make that much money from sales, which means every band has a tour, otherwise they're screwed, which is kind of crazy, but I'm totally for it. I like it, you know. But sometimes it feels, you know, strange. Like you've been touring for 2 years, and then you're like, all right, we have to make a new album now so that we can start touring again. And I don't want to feel like that. I want to kind of feel that creative rush. It's like, wow, I really want to write a new album now, you know. So that's why we kind of take our time with it, you know. We toured, and then we take some time off, and then eventually you start feeling that itch again, and it's like, oh, yeah, let's get into the studio, you know. It's like, and I want it to feel like that. It doesn't always, but last couple of years, you kind of recapture that feeling again, I think. And
that's great. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, is there a question that nobody's ever asked you that you've always wanted them to?
No. Well, sometimes I'm happy when we talk about other stuff than music, just because it changes a lot, like just variation. But I remember actually, like 2 years ago or something like that, I only got one question from a journalist, and she asked me, "What is it that drives you? Like, why are you doing this? Like, you know, riding around the world, you know, playing shows every day, and just getting sweaty and stinky, and you know, all that stuff." And I thought that was really interesting. And I started thinking about that a lot. It's like, yeah, why are we doing this? You know, like, what is it that makes us, yeah, leave our families for months and you know, stuff? And of course, it's a combination of things. You know, it's not just money. That's nice too. And it's not just, you know, want, you know, people to go, oh, you're great, that kind of thing. But that's good too. But it's something about, I think, the expression and the kind of the release you get from performing, that I can't get enough of it. It's crazy. I don't even want to have days off on the tour, because I just kind of miss it too much when we're not doing anything. So we have one day off of this entire tour in like a month. So then we just play shows every day. Just to keep that, you know, the adrenaline level, you know, stable, whatever. I don't know what it is, but I get really, really addicted to just kind of screaming and performing, and just making sure like that every show is as good as it possibly can be, you know, that kind of thing.
That's because you have passion.
Yeah, that's, but evidence,
I've just finished my 100th professional interview, and you'd be surprised how many people are like, don't have passion, and they're like, I asked why did you do an instrumental, they're like, we didn't have any inspiration, you know. And it's so, why it's so pleasant to see you guys, because it's, your music is so emotional and so powerful, and you can tell where it comes from.
It's always been like a, you know, something like a comforting thing to have, like going down to our rehearsal room and just like screaming for a couple of hours, and or just like hanging out there. It's just something, of course, since we started when we were 14, 15 years old, it's kind of like something that's such a huge part of us, and you can't let that go.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I don't know. We're just really happy that we get to do this still, and it's been an amazing tour so far, and now it's just going to be awesome just going down the West Coast, and then we get to go home. It's going to be nice.
Your set tonight is an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's a long one, but it feels good. It's nice and balanced.
Well, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.